It's Monday, February 24th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A group of Indian American Christians has urged President Donald Trump to visit with India's Christian community during his upcoming state visit this week at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, reports International Christian Concern. In a letter to President Trump, the Federation of Indian American Christian Organizations of North America wrote, quote, "Today, Christians across India are living in fear. Pastors, social workers, and ordinary Christians are arrested, tortured, or killed. Christian properties are burnt or destroyed by supports of the ruling party. We urge you to meet with selected leaders of the Christian community in India as a show of support to the freedom of conscience and religion in India on this historic occasion." End quote. Galatians 6 verse 2 says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." South Korea declared a health emergency in its fourth largest city and banned major rallies in the capital city of Seoul after coronavirus cases doubled to 204 in 24 hours, reports the Associated Press. Initial cases of the illness in South Korea had been connected to China, where the virus has infected 75,000 people and caused more than 2,200 deaths. On Thursday, South Korea reported its first virus-related death, one of 11 outside mainland China. Political strategist Dick Morris told Newsmax TV that a brokered Democratic convention could trigger a civil war the party will never recover from.
"The Democratic delegates are allocated based on proportional representation in all 50 states, first time that's been the case. And therefore, all the states, if Bernie is under 50% of the vote, which will be in most of them, he does not get a majority of the delegates. So my guess is that as we go through Super Tuesday, Bernie will win. He's currently leading in every Super Tuesday state except for Minnesota, where there's been a poll. And I think he'll get about 40% of the vote. Now, under the rules of the Democratic Party as they now stand, the superdelegates, who are approximately 20% of the convention, have to vote on the first ballot the same way. If the state casts 40% of its vote for Bernie, they have to vote 40% for Bernie, regardless of who they're for. The convention will be brokered then going into the